So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 6, Text Number
8.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Esha.
Hi.
Ashesha.
Sattvanam
Atma Angsha
Parama Atmanah
Adya
Avatara
Yatra
Asau
Bhutta Grama
Vibhavyate.
Esha yashesha sattvanam
Atmangsha
paramatmanah
Adyo vataro
yatrasau
Buttargamo
vibhavyate.
Esha
hashesha
sattvanam
Atmangsha
paramatmanah
Adyo
vataro
yatrasau
Buttagramo
bhavyate.
Esha.
This.
He
certainly
Ashesha
unlimited
Sattvanam
living entities
Atma
self
Angsha
heart,
Parama Atmanah
of the Super Soul,
Adya,
the first,
Avatara,
incarnation,
Yatra,
whereupon.
Asau,
all those
Vistas,
Buddha Grama,
the aggregate creations,
Vibhavyate,
flourish.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The gigantic universal form of the Supreme Lord is the first incarnation and plenary portion of the Supersoul. He is the self of an unlimited number of living entities, and in him rests the aggregate creation which thus flourishes. Purport. The Supreme Lord expands himself in two ways: by personal plenary expansions and separated minute expansions. The personal plenary expansions are Vishnu tattvas, and the separated expansions are living entities. Since the living entities are very small, they are sometimes described as the marginal energy of the Lord. But the mystic yogis consider the living entities and the Supersoul Paramatma to be one and the same. It is, however, a minor point of controversy. After all, everything created rests on the gigantic Virat, our universal form of the Lord.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghana Tanvitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Badijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha.
Prabhupada is really amazing. His teachings are really, really amazing. He makes such a strong point against Mayavadi philosophy.
Viņš šeit izsaka tik ļoti spēcīgi iebildumu pret Mayavadi filozofiju.
Again and again and again he smashes Mayavadi philosophy.
Atkal un atkal un atkal viņš satriec Mayavadi.
Which is the viewpoint of the mystic yogis described here in this purport.
Kas ir skatu punkts, ar kādus lietām skatās yogi mistiķi.
That they consider the living entities and the super soul paramatma to be one and the same.
Kas uzskata, ka virsdvēsele, paramātma un dzīvās dvēseles ir viens un tas pats.
It's a major, major point of controversy between us and these mystic yogis.
Un tas ir liels un liels strīdus jautājums starp mums un impersonalisti.
In fact, we have our prayer, Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshu Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. That Prabhupada is delivering these Western countries which are so filled up with impersonalism and voidism.
Ka Prabhupāda atbrīvo šīs rietumu pasaules, kas ir tik ļoti piesātinātas un pilnas ar šo impersonalismu.
Prabhupāda has come to save us from this impersonalism.
Prabhupāda ir ieradies, lai atbrīvot no mūsu no šī impersonalisma.
This Mayavadi philosophy.
No šīs Mayavadi filozofijas.
But here he is saying it's actually only a minor point of controversy.
Bet šeit viņš tikai saka, ka tas ir tāds neliels strīdīgs jautājums.
How can such Prabhupada's whole mission is to defeat this Mayavadi philosophy, but yet it's a minor, how can he say it's a minor point of controversy?
No vienas puses, Prabhupada's visa misija ir satriekt Mayavadi filozofiju, bet no otras puses, šeit viņš saka, tā ir neliela tēma diskusija.
Is Prabhupada contradicting himself?
Vai Prabhupada nonāk pretrunā pats ar sevi?
That he says it's a major point of controversy, now he's saying that actually it's a minor point of controversy.
Vienā vietā viņš saka, ka tas ir ļoti būtisks jautājums, un te viņš saka, tas tāds sīks jautājums.
No, Prabhupada is not contradicting himself.
Nē, Prabhupada nenonāk pretrunā ar sevi.
Prabhupada never contradicts himself.
Prabhupada nekad nenonāk pretrunās.
It's a matter of proper philosophical understanding.
Un tas ir atkarīgs no pareizes filozofiskas izpratnes.
In other words,
citiem vārdiem,
this is simultaneously a major point of controversy and a minor point of controversy.
Vienlaicīgi tas ir kā liels jautājums, tā arī sīks jautājums.
And one could ask, well, how could something, some philosophical point, be simultaneously a major and a minor point of controversy?
Un kāds var jautāt, kā gan tas iespējams, ka kāds filozofisks jautājums vienlaicīgi ir liela un maza pretruna?
And that the answer comes from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Gaurinitai ki jai. Lord Chaitanya has taught the philosophy Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. That the absolute truth is simultaneously one with and different from and simultaneously one and different.
Ka absolūtā patiesība vienlaicīgi ir viena un atšķirīga.
So in one sense, in the sense that the Supreme Absolute and the living entities are different, it's a very major point of controversy.
No vienas puses tas, ka absolūtais un viņa atdalītās dzīvās būtnes ir viens un tas pats.
But in the other sense, but actually we do agree on they are one and different. We do agree they are one.
Bet tajā pašā laikā mēs piekrītam, ka viņi ir viens un tas pats.
So on one side, it's actually not even a controversy at all.
No vienas puses, tas nav nekāds strīdīgs vai pretrunīgs jautājums.
What is speaking of being a minor controversy? So what is the proper understanding then?
It's,
this could be very confusing for the mundane logician. Actually, with mundane logic, it cannot be understood. As confirmed in the Bhishma Parva 5.22 of the Mahabharata. As I quoted the other day. Achinya kalu ye bhava natang starkena yojiya prakritya param yachcha tad achinyasya lakshanam. Whatever is beyond this material nature is thus inconceivable to persons who are within it.
Tiem, kas atrodas tām personībām, kas atrodas materiālajā pasaulē, viss, kas ir ārpus materiālās esamības, ir neaptverams.
And thus cannot be grasped by mundane reasoning.
Un tāpēc to nevar apgūt ar ikdienas prātojumiem.
So how do we understand this philosophical concept?
Un kā gan mums saprast šo filozofisko koncepciju?
Prabhupada has given many nice ways of explaining it. In one place he says, everything is Krishna. Except for, there is nothing, how's it going? Everything is Krishna. Yeah, everything is Krishna and nothing is Krishna. Save and except for his primeval personality. Save and except, with the exception of his primeval personality. Primeval means original. So how do we understand this? Well, here's how you understand it. Krishna is the origin of everything.
Lūk, kā to saprast. Krishna ir visa pirmcēlonis.
Everything that exists is his expanded energy.
Viss, kas eksistē, ir viņa izpaustās enerģijas.
There's nothing that exists which is not the energy of Krishna.
No tā, kas eksistē, nav nekas tāds, kas nebūtu Krishnas enerģija.
So actually everything is simply Krishna expanding himself.
Jebkas, kas eksistē, ir vienkārši Krishna, kas ir sevi izplētis, izpaldis.
So in that sense, everything is Krishna.
Un no šā skatu punkta, viss ir Krishna.
But in another sense, there's two types of Krishna.
Bet no otras puses, ir divi veidi Krishnas.
There's the expander Krishna, who does the expanding.
Ir tas Krishna, kurš izpaužas.
And there's the expanded Krishna, that which is expanded from Krishna.
Un tad ir tas Krishna, kas ir izpaudies no Krishnas.
So the expander Krishna, that is the energetic.
Un tas Krishna, kurš izpaudies, tas ir tas enerģija.
And the expanded Krishna, that is the energy.
Un tas izpaustais Krishna, tā ir enerģija.
So that's why we're simultaneously Krishna and not Krishna.
Un tāpēc mēs vienlaicīgi esam Krishna un neesam Krishna.
So in one sense there's no controversy at all. We agree that everything is God.
Un no vienas puses te nav nekādas pretrunas un mēs piekrītam, ka dzīvās būtnes un visu dvēseli ir viens un tas pats.
But in another sense we vehemently disagree.
Bet no otras puses mēs kategoriski nepiekrītam.
because there is the supreme source of the energy, and then there is the energy.
Jo ir augstākais enerģijas avots, un tad ir enerģija.
So that distinction is very important.
Un šī te nošķirtība, redzēt, kā tas atšķirās, tas ir ļoti svarīgi.
At the same time, it's very important to understand the unity as well.
Un tajā pašā laikā ir ļoti svarīgi saprast, kā tas ir vienots.
This is described in the Katha Upanishad.
Un tas ir aprakstīts Katha Upanishadā.
Nityo nityānam, chaitanas chaitanānam, eko bahunam, yo vidadati kāman. There is one supreme eternal amongst the plural eternals.
Starp daudziem mūžīgajiem ir viens augstākais mūžīgais.
There is one supreme conscious being amongst the plural conscious beings.
Starp daudzām būtnēm, kurām ir apziņa, ir viena augstākā būtne ar apziņu.
And what is the difference?
Un kāda ir
atšķirība? Eko, the one, bahunam, the many, eko bahunam, yo vidadati kāman, the one feeds the many.
Atšķirība ir tāda, ka tas viens baro daudzus.
So, the mystic yogi wants to claim that he is God.
Jogs mistiķis vēl apgalvot, ka viņš ir Dievs.
Then let him feed everybody.
Ka viņš var pabarot visus.
Let him feed all the human beings.
Vai viņš var pabarot visus.
All the ants.
Piemēram, skudras.
The elephants.
Ziloņus.
The timon gila fish.
Tās timon zivis.
Let him feed everyone.
Vai viņš pabarot tos visus.
But they cannot do that.
Viņš nevar to izdarīt.
Is he? Therefore, their claim to be God is false.
Tāpēc viņam galvojums, ka viņš ir Dievs, nav pareizs.
So it's really interesting that Prabhupāda says it's a minor point of controversy.
Jā, tas ir ļoti interesanti, ka Prabhupāda saka, tā ir neliela tēma diskusija.
In other words, we halfway agree with them.
Un no vienas puses mēs daļēji piekrītam viņiem.
Halfway.
Daļēji.
The other half, we vehemently disagree with them.
But
the other half we vehemently disagree. So Krishna consciousness gives you that perspective that you can agree and disagree simultaneously. It's inconceivable, isn't it? How you can simultaneously agree and disagree with somebody. But that is the transcendental sublime position of Vaishnava philosophy.
Bet tā arī ir Vaishnava filosofijas īpašā transcendentālā cēlā situācija.
There's no philosophy like this anywhere.
Un vairāk nav filozofijas, kas līdzinātos tai.
All the university courses and all the universities, they can't even understand this. It's beyond their brains.
Un visas universitātes un kursi, ko tās pasniedz, nevar pat to saprast, jo šīs pat ir ārpus viņu spējām.
I studied philosophy in the university.
Es esmu studējis filozofiju universitātē.
And they have no conception of this philosophy.
Viņiem nav izpratnes koncepcijas par šo filozofiju.
This is the great revelation of Gauranga, Lord Gauranga. So we have a few minutes left for questions. Somebody would like to ask some question. Guru Mata has a question.
Well, and you said that yogis cannot feed everybody, but some yogis may have a mystic power, achieve some siddhis, they may be able to. So how would you explain that?
Translate. I understand. You understand? I understand.
Some yogis may.
Some mystic yogis may have the power to feed people.
Jūs teicāt, ka yogi nevar pabarot visus, bet ir tādi yogi, kas ir attīstījuši mistiskās spējas, ar kuru palīdzību viņi var, vismaz daļu pabarot.
But how many can they feed? That's the point.
Jautājums ir, cik daudz viņi var pabarot.
Can they feed a whole universe? Can they feed all the living entities throughout the aggregate of all the millions and billions of unlimited universes? The point is, their mystic power is limited. The jiva may develop mystic power by doing the necessary penances and austerities.
Jā, dzīve var iegūt noteikti daļu mistisku spēju, beidzot noteikti saskaidrs.
But that mystic power will always be limited.
Bet šī mistiskā spēja vienmēr būs ierobežota.
There's only one person who has unlimited mystic power, and that is Krishna. Any other questions?
There are two questions. Nu, es skažu, ka divā.
Ir divi jautājumi. Dievs ir pašpietiekams, vai dzīvē arī šī pašpietiekamības spēja?
There are two questions. First question is, if God is self-sufficient, does a jiva has the same quality to be self-sufficient?
Yeah. Yes, this is described in the Isha Upanishad.
Jā, tas ir izskaidrots.
Om purnam madaha purnam idam purnat purnam udachate Purnasya Purnamahadaya Purnam Eva Vishishyate. Just as God Himself is a complete unit. The parts and parcels also share that quality of completeness. But their completeness is minute.
Bet viņu pilnība ir maziņa.
They are a very tiny sample of God.
Viņas ir ļoti maziņa daļiņa.
So their completeness is limited.
Viņu pilnība ir ierobežota.
And God's completeness is unlimited.
Bet Dieva pilnība ir neierobežota.
Yeah. Okay, and then the next question.
I'm fully satisfied with your answer.
Jai. Next question. Sankirtan Das.
Shri Prabhupada saying that to fully understand absolute true Krishna, we have to chant in crying mood, like child crying for Krishna. So can you comment on this?
Šī Prabhupāda saka, ka, lai saprastu Krišnu, mums ir jāskandē svētais vārds raudošu bērna noskaņojumā. Vai jūs varētu par to pakomentēt, izskaidrot?
What's the question?
The question is, Śrīla Prabhupāda said that to understand Krishna fully, we should chant in the mood of a crying child.
Yes.
Could you comment on this?
Yes. Can I make a comment on it? Sure, I can do that. And the point is, you have to have a feeling of dependence. If you think that by my own power I will elevate myself beyond the modes of nature,
ja jūs domāsiet, ka tikai ar saviem spēkiem jūs varēsiet attīstīt sevi, savas spējas, kas būs ārpus materiālajām gunām,
you'll be a failure.
Jūs centīsiet sakāt.
But if you feel very weak and dependent on the mercy of Krishna,
bet ja jūs jūtīsieties ļoti vājš un atkarīgs no Krishna,
and you call out to Krishna
un sauksiet pēc Krishnas
for his help,
pēc palīdzības,
then you will be saved. Just imagine you're on you're cruising on a ship and you're crossing the Atlantic. And you're out in the middle of the Atlantic. You decide to go out on the deck and enjoy the beautiful breezes, ocean breezes. And you slip on a banana peel. And you fall in the ocean. You think, well, you know, I'm a pretty good swimmer. I don't need any help. I'm a pretty good swimmer. It's only 2,000 miles to the shore. So I'm just going to swim it. Well, good luck. The shark's gonna have a nice dinner tonight.
Un tas nozīmē, ka aizvien būs jauks vakariņš.
If you feel helpless, what can I do in the middle of the ocean? What can, I have nothing to do. Help! Help! Help!
Ja jūs jūties tā, ko gan es lai tagad daru okeāna vidu un saucat palīdzību.
And somebody hears you, they throw the lifeboat and they pull you back in, you see?
Tad kāds dzird un nomet jums to glābšanas laivu un glābju.
So you have to feel like that, that on your own strength, what you can do.
Jums tā jājūtas ar saviem spēkiem, ko gan jūs varat izdarīt.
This material nature is very difficult to overcome.
Šo materiālo pasauli ir ļoti grūti pārvarēt.
But those who surrender unto me, Krishna says, can easily cross beyond it. So you have to cry out to Krishna to save you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that's my comment.
That's my comment, guys.
Any other questions? Yes.
I'll say the Latvian first. Ja vienlaicīgi ir par vienu jautājumu, mēs varam gan piekrist, gan nepiekrist, tad kā tiek pieņems lēmums, kuram viedoklim piekrist?
If simultaneously, there is, we agree and disagree, how one, based on what, one makes decision to which part agree and to which part disagree? If both options are available, agree and disagree.
No, there's only one option, surrender to Krishna. There is no two options.
But in this particular, if there is a philosophical question,
give me an example.
Like this one.
Yeah.
You
pose such a question to me.
This question is at the same time we can partially. You said we partially agree that
and partially
halfway,
disagree.
Halfway
yeah.
Agree that we are one and we are one with. Super yeah. Soul and living and these yeah. Are one. And we partially disagree.
Yeah.
So then, if we partially agree and disagree, and there is an option.
No, do both.
Do both. But which is main? How to come to conclusion? Which part is main part?
Why do you want to give more emphasis to one than the other? Why do you think it's necessary to do them?
Kāpēc jūs domājat, ka ir nepieciešams piešķirt kādai daļai svarīgāku nozīmi?
If we had to pick one or the other, we would pick duality, obviously.
Okay, I got it, yeah. But what to do if in cases when according to when according to Vedas the based on the same quotes conclusions are different.
We always have to go with the separation between the living entity and the supreme. We always side with that one, that God and the living entity are separate and they have to, one has to surrender to God. But we always go with that side.
Es jautāju, bet ko tad, ja citējot vienus un tos pašus pāntus, secinājumi ir pretēji? Un atbilde ir, mēs vienmēr paliekam pie secinājuma, ka dzīvās būtnes un Dievs ir atdalīti.
Any other question? Yeah.
Ужение энергии, персональная, абсолютная личность Кришна Вриндаване, когда он покинул ее и
Пришел. Я начал не углубил.
Мы говорили про Кришну как yeah. Энергии, тот, yeah. Который нерожденный рождается, ну как бы вот это.
Проявление.
А сейчас идет личностное,
yeah.
Личностное. Когда Кришна отсутствовал во Вриндаване, и с его вестями Удхава, когда вернулся, та же самая колесница, та же самая одежда, и Удхава очень-очень похож Кришна. Вот как можно изнутри почувствовать, кто есть Кришна, а кто не есть Кришна, но он очень похож на Кришну?
Я начну с конца. Тогда ялтаемс, ну, отрегал, как, и память ялтаемс, как сапраст, курш ир Кришна, он курш нау Кришна, я каци льот лизикс Кришна, он конкретный спимерс ир, кад Удхава отгрязас Вриндавана. Вриндавана отгрязас Вриндавана, куру Кришна бия отстаис, ведь Удхава бия льот лизикс Кришна, он ищет отгрязас от Кришнас вести. Я? Его всего известен, да? So the basic question is how to distinguish between who is Krishna and who is not Krishna if in cases when somebody is looks like Krishna. And example is when Uddhava returned to Vrindavan with the message of Krishna and Krishna wasn't there, but Uddhava had his message, and at the same time he looked like Krishna. His appearance was he looked very much like Krishna. Mm. How to distinguish in such cases who is Krishna and who is not?
Yes, if you want to be able to distinguish who is Krishna and who is not Krishna, then you must become the pure devotee.
Lai jūs varētu atšķirt, kurš ir Krišna un kurš nav Krišna, jums ir jākļūst par tīru bhaktu.
And then you can easily tell the difference.
Un tad jūs viegli varēsiet atšķirt.
The Brijavasis, sometimes they have different pastimes. You have to remember they're under the yoga maya.
Brijavasis has different pastimes?
They have different pastimes under the influence of the yoga maya. For Krishna's pleasure, he puts them under yoga maya.
For
Krishna's pleasure, he puts the Brijabasis under the yoga maya.
Krishna par prieku, viņš pakļauj Brijabasis yoga mayas.
So they cannot recognize that he is God.
Tā, ka viņi nespēj saprast, ka viņš ir Dievs.
That is a special lila activity.
Un tās ir īpašas lilas.
To make the lila very fun.
Lai, ka lila būtu ļoti jauka.
But actually, the qualification for being able to recognize who is Krishna, you develop your love for Krishna, that's all.
Bet, lai jūs sasniegtu tādu kvalifikāciju, ka jūs varat atšķirt, kurš ir Krishna, jūs vienkārši attīstat savu mīlestību uz Krishna.
And then you can easily tell who is Krishna.
Un tad jūs viegli varēsiet atšķirt.
And who is not Krishna.
Kurš ir Krishna un kurš nav Krishna.
Any other question? Yeah.
Kā attīstīt, ar ko sākt attīstīt mīlestību uz Krishna? What are the first steps to develop our love to Krishna?
Daugarashrayam. The first step is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Pirmais ir solis pieņemt patvērumu pie paties garīgā skolotāja.
According to Rupa Goswami, that is the first thing you need to do.
Saskaņā ar Rupa Goswami, tā ir pirmā lieta, kas ir jādara.
The spiritual master will bless you with love of Krishna.
Garīgais skolotājs jūs svētīs ar mīlestību uz Krishna.
If you fully surrender unto Shri Guru, he will bless you with Krishna Bhakti.
Ja jūs pilnībā sev uzticēsiet Shri Guru, tad viņš jūs svētīs ar Krishna Bhakti.
He will give you instructions, you do this, you do this, you don't do that, you don't do that.
Viņš dos jums norādījumus, dari to, dari to, nedari to, nedari šito.
If you will follow carefully the orders your spiritual master gives you,
un ja jūs uzmanīgi sekosiet norādījumiem, ko jums ir devis garīgais skolotājs,
then you'll have the awakening of Krishna Bhakti within your heart.
Tad jūs atmodināsiet Krishna Bhakti savā sirdī.
Actually, Krishna Bhakti is already there within you.
Patiesībā Krishna Bhakti jau ir kopā ar jums.
This like within a match there is fire.
This life
within a match, striking a match, there is fire within the match.
Sērkociņā iekšā jau ir uguns.
If you strike the match, the fire comes up.
Un ja jūs to tad pareizi novalkat to sērkociņu pareizi vietā, tad uguns izšķirās.
So within your consciousness, in the same way, the fire is there, the fire of bhakti is already there.
Un jūs apziņā tādā pašā veidā bhakti uguns jau ir.
If you surrender to Shri Guru, he will strike you. With the thunderbolt of transcendental knowledge. And the bhakti will awaken. We have time for one more question. Yeah.
Если у нас идет вожделение, может ли наши, могут ли наши, вот то, что мы читаем и мантры, то, что мы прилагаем усилия, принадлежать не Кришне, а Камадеве? Тот, кто есть ведущий вожделением.
То есть ваш вопрос в том, что в результате,
что,
если мы
читаем. Пока меня ведет
я понимаю,
вожделение,
что...
могут ли мои аскезы принадлежать Камадеве, или они все равно принадлежат изначально?
Tātad jautājums ir, ja man nav šīs mīlestības un mani vada iekāre, vai visas manas askēzes, ko es veicu, un mantras, ko es skaitu, vai tā visa rezultāti paliks jebkurā gadījumā Krišnā, vai pastāv iespēja, ka viņi varētu būt Kamadevā? Jā.
The question is, if I don't have this love, for God, to God, but and I'm led by lust. Still, the question is, when I'm chanting mantras and performing austerities, the results of austerities and chanting mantras will go to Krishna, or there's the chance that the result might go to Kamadev. If I'm led by
if you follow the Prabhupada's program and you chant at least 16 rounds every day of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and Japa Mala beads,
jūs sekojat Prabhupada's programai un katru dienu skandējat vismaz 16
and you strictly avoid illicit sex,
izvairāties no neatbilstības,
meat eating,
garasēšanas,
intoxication and gambling. By the mercy of Prabhupada, the result will be the awakening of Krishna Prema within your heart. Kamadeva will run away. Okay, so our time is up. We're not going to have a class tonight, so we'll have our next class will be tomorrow morning.
Šodien nebūs lekcijas, būs rīt no rīta.
Huh? Shall we have one tonight?
Everybody comes, we can.
You want to have? How many would like to come for class tonight? Let's see again, how many want to come for class tonight? There's two hands over there from one person. You're going to come in two different forms? Huh?
Maybe a small group, they have come from Tallinn.
Yeah, they came all the way from Tallinn, all right. We should be kind to the Tallinn girls. Okay, yeah, we'll have a class again tonight. Normal time, 6 o'clock. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His great Shriman Sankarshan Dasati Kari Maharaj ki
jai.